This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant was once again knocked offline in the early hours of Saturday amid sustained shelling. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has details.
Russian-backed authorities say the latest shelling destroyed a key power line and penetrated deep into Zaporizhia, an official adding the facility has now switched to servicing its own needs. Late on Friday evening, the same authorities said the plant had been under fire for about 2 hours, blaming Ukrainian forces in the latest of a series of similar claims. In Zoya, a small village 12 miles away, residents said they could hear the sound of explosions in the area, one saying, "It's not the shelling that scares us most, but the risk of a radioactive leak." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly address on Saturday that Russia's preparing what he called a decisive energy blow on all Europeans for the coming winter. In his remarks, Zelensky cited the continued closure of the Nord Stream 1 pipeline, which Russia shut down earlier this week for maintenance and has yet to reopen. Tens of thousands of protesters from the far right and far left have joined forces to rally against the country's pro-Western Czech government in the capital of Prague. Police estimated that the crowd at Prague's central Wenceslas Square numbered around 70,000 on Saturday. Some of the groups represented at the demonstration included the major anti-migrant populist Freedom and Direct Democracy Party and the Communist Party. The protesters demanded the resignation of the current coalition government, which is led by Conservative Prime Minister Peter Fiala. They criticized the government for a number of issues, including its Western-oriented policies. VOA News. NASA has called off its second launch attempt for its new moon rocket because of yet another fuel leak. The test flight is now off for at least a few weeks, maybe months. Mission managers decided after Saturday's scrub to haul the 322-foot rocket back into the hangar for further repairs and system updates. It's the second delay this week for the most powerful rocket ever built by NASA. The first launch attempt on Monday was also marred by escaping hydrogen, but those leaks were elsewhere in the rocket. NASA's been waiting years to send the crew capsule atop the rocket around the moon with test dummies before astronauts climb aboard the next flight. Officials in Colombia say at least seven police officers have been killed in an attack. Authorities say the officer's car hit a landmine and then gunmen launched an attack on the vehicle. The New York Times reports that the youngest police officer killed in the attack in southern Colombia was 18 years old. President Gustavo Petro, a former guerrilla, posted on Twitter that the attack was, quote, a clear act of sabotage against peace. Officials on both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border are searching for more victims after at least nine migrants died while attempting a hazardous crossing of the rain-swollen Rio Grande River near Eagle Pass, Texas. U.S. Customs and Border Protection said in a statement Saturday that it responded Thursday to a report of a large number of people crossing the Mexican border. The National Weather Service says water levels in the river jumped more than 2 feet in a single day, and the water was flowing five times faster than usual. CBP says officials from the U.S. recovered six bodies. Mexican teams recovered three more. A man who stole a plane and flew it over northern Mississippi, threatening to crash it into a Walmart, is facing criminal charges. AP correspondent Mike Hempen.
Police in Tupelo, Mississippi say Corey Wayne Patterson stole a Beechcraft King Air C-90A from the Tupelo Regional Airport, took off early Saturday morning, called 911, and threatened to crash the aircraft. Patterson doesn't have a pilot's license, but worked at Tupelo Aviation Fueling Aircraft, which gave him access to planes. Negotiators convinced him to land the plane, but Patterson did not have the experience to do that, and another pilot tried to coach him through it. A negotiator reestablished contact, and the plane landed safely. Patterson faces charges of grand larceny and terroristic threats. I'm Mike Hempen.
And once again, our top story this hour, Ukraine's Zaporizhia nuclear plant was knocked offline in the early hours of Saturday amid sustained shelling between Russian and Ukrainian forces. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.